This is KUT. I'm Laura Rice. Actor, director, producer Mark Duplass is known for his role in TV's The League and his low-budget films with his brother Jay. He stars in the new film, The One I Love. It's described as a romantic comedy, and while certainly it's funny, it's also a lot darker and more twisted than that description implies. Mark was in Austin promoting his new film, and I had the chance to sit down with him. Thanks for taking the time to chat, Mark.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I am doing well. So is it random that you ended up here in Austin? Because we know you have Austin connections, right? You went to UT.
I did. I went to the University of Texas in the mid-90s and kind of cut my teeth as a filmmaker in this town. Ate a lot of tacos in this town. Continue to eat tacos in this town. And, you know, when we talked about where we wanted to release the film, I wanted to release it in places that have great cinephiles and people who love interesting and odd and challenging cinema. And this is not only a place that birthed me as a filmmaker, but has great, great viewers. So I was like, well, let's go for it.
I was doing some in-depth research about you before this interview, which included finding you on Twitter. And I saw that you posted an article you had written in your high school newspaper, a review of Richard Linklater's Before Sunrise, I think is what it was. Is that one reason you ended up at UT, or that he's your hero?
Well, you know, my brother went to UT, and he's a couple years older than me, and Jay was my first hero. But I used to fly here, you know, once a month while I was in high school, and it's when Slacker was playing at the Dolby Theater at midnight. And we would go and watch it, and we would see the filmmakers in the audience, and then every now and then Rick Linklater would show up and do Q&As, and he would wear a ratty T-shirt and jeans. And I was like, wait a minute, he's not like smoking a cigarette and wearing a beret. This dude's a filmmaker. He looks and feels like me. And he gave me like the hope and the courage to feel like I could make a movie too. So I immediately wanted to come here. And I mean, he remains one of my heroes to this day.
Well, I like this one a lot. The descriptions of it are pretty vague, and that's sort of on purpose. And that's sort of interesting because you have to sort of go into it and not know what to expect. How can you prepare people for this?
Well, I think the best way to go into this movie we've discovered is not knowing what the crazy things that happen are. We premiered this movie at Sundance earlier this year, and we just assumed that as the reviews came out, people would spoil the plot and spoil the surprises, and we kind of accepted that. And something interesting happened, which was the first few reviews came out, and they're like, we love this movie. We went in cold, so we're not going to tell you what it's about because we want you to go in the same way we did. And we discussed how we were going to bring this movie to the world. We couldn't help think, God, what if we just hold it? What if we just stay quiet? And, you know, then the question is, well, how do you get people to come see the movie if you don't tell them what it's about? You know, and that is a great question, and we're still figuring that out. I mean, I guess all I can really say at this point is that, you know, it is an in-depth couples relationship study, and it's dramatic, and it's funny, and, you know, but about at minute 20, the whole movie flips on top of its head and heads into this world that's almost, you know, magically real.
Like you say, this twist happens really early mm-hmm. in the film. The film is a lot about the reaction to that situation. Is mm-hmm. that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what you can know safely about this movie is that, you know, this is about a couple who have been married for a little while, and they're at the point in their relationship where they're in therapy, and they feel like, yeah, should we keep working at this, or should we just break up and find something better? You know, and it feels like a 50-50 decision to them. So their therapist sends them to this idyllic vacation retreat to sort of, you know, reboot the relationship. And when they get there, they are challenged in a way that they never could have predicted. But what's important for us is we didn't do that just to create a kooky storyline. We did it because the plot device we chose allows this couple to explore elements of their relationship that you could never explore in any other way, shape, or form.
I have enjoyed talking to you so much, Mark. Thank you so much.
Nice talking to you, Laura. Thanks.